opportunity to experience so many Irish sports people's dream. Hearing their anthem.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you can, please stand for the anthem of Ireland.
Just a flavour there of the medal ceremony at the Rowing Lake in Paris this morning. Our reporter Kate Varley was also there and she spoke to Paul O'Donovan's dad, Teddy. But first we can hear from Fintan McCarthy's parents, Tom and Sue.
Absolutely amazing. Yeah, over the moon.
I haven't even got words for it. It was, the emotion was just unbelievable.
How were the nerves before the race?
I was feeling sick completely.
No, I don't have nerves. I really don't. I just know they've done the work and they are able to turn it on when they need to. And that's where they are.
So you were always confident they could do it?
Yeah. Yeah.
And we had Paul insisting they were the Davids up against the Goliaths. What did you make of that?
He knows more than I. Without a doubt. I'm just a dad. You know, that's all I know.
What does it mean for the family?
Oh my God, that's a question. I have no idea at this second in time. We're just sort of getting over the whole shock of things and just emotionally too much in a way. God knows what it means. But we're just delighted for Finn, delighted for all the hard work he's put in and all of Team Ireland.
And of course, another huge moment for Skibbereen as well, Skibbereen Rowing Club.
Absolutely, absolutely.
We've just seen a thing on social media where everyone in the town hall has been watching it and they're jumping up and down. And we missed that as well. I mean, it's probably going off in Skib now.
It must be fantastic knowing that you have, that Fintan, that Paul, everyone has that support behind them.
Oh, absolutely. I think that they love that support and are very grateful to the whole town for backing them so heavily
it's a very big family. Yeah. Very, very big family.
And Fintan came into rowing quite late. Now he's got two gold medals. That really is astonishing, isn't it?
Yeah, considering he wasn't into sport. Yeah, it's amazing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Never a sporty child.
No.
But somehow at 15 got in that boat and just loved it. So here we are.
Here we are indeed, and huge celebrations today, I'd imagine.
Without a doubt, hopefully looking forward to tonight, having family together and friends, and all the guys from Skibbereen are up, so we're going to have a good
it's
night,
a huge
I'd imagine.
Irish crowd.
Yeah, yeah.
And what will you say to him when you see him?
That was all right. I thought you were. No, I'll be delighted, of course. Yeah, that'll do. Yeah, hey, pretty much, actually. Yeah.
So you are now the father of Ireland's most successful Olympian of all time. How does that feel?
It feels great, yeah. But, you know, I've seen them, I started them rowing, and I've seen, and it's not a surprise to me that we're here today.
Not a surprise, but how are you feeling during that race? It was hugely exciting.
Exciting, yes, but I've watched them race in that fashion for donkey's years. That's how I taught them when they were young teenagers, and uncompromising racing and at its best.
You say unsurprising, but also we heard Paul say time and time again that they were the Davids of this race. What did you make of that?
I think he had his tongue in his cheek.
And more success then for Skibbereen. What does it mean to the town and to the rowing club?
That's just brilliant for the town. Like it gives everybody a lift. Rising tide, as I say, lifts all boats.
Teddy O'Donovan, and before that, Tom and Sue McCarthy. They were talking in Paris to Kate Varley. Well, in case you hadn't heard this by now, both Paul O'Donovan and Fintan McCarthy are from Skibbereen. Our Southern editor, Pascal Sheehy, spent the morning at the rowing club there. Pascal, they must be getting used to the glory by now.
Rachel, they're past masters because they're in the throes of the Skibbereen Arts Festival at the moment. And what is the theme that they have adopted for the Skibbereen Arts Festival? Only the Olympics. So the town in Skibbereen is decked out like the Olympic Village at the moment, with rings in every shop window. And this morning, from about 9:30 onwards, there were queues around outside the town hall, which has been converted into a theatre with cinema seats on the ground floor and on the balcony, and a huge big screen at one end of the town hall, and that played all the races in glorious stereo from around 10 o'clock this morning. And we had Paul and Fintan's race and a massive glory that they have brought to the town, and it was just a privilege to be here, to be able to witness that this morning, and the whole town participating in the success of two of their most famous sons and one of their most famous daughters as well, Aoife Casey, not to forget her in the women's lightweight sculls. Disappointment for her, but I mean, look, she has arrived at the Olympics, and it's yet another contribution of Skibbereen Rowing Club to Team Ireland. And after the race this morning, after Paul and Fenton's success, I got the reaction of Regina Coombs. Regina is an aunt of Paul O'Donovan, and she was in the audience with two of Paul's other aunts.
Oh my God, it's, you know, it hasn't dawned on us yet that he has three Olympic medals. You know, first one in Irish history to do it. It's just brilliant.
Well, that was Paul O'Donovan's aunt and a cast of thousands there in Skibbereen with Pascal Sheehy. Let's keep it Skibbereen for a moment, because we're going to talk also to Sean Murren, who's chairperson of Skibbereen Rowing Club. Sean, many congratulations to you all. Paul O'Donovan now in a new league, a league of his own. He has medals from three Olympic Games.
Definitely. I think he's Ireland's best Olympian ever. I don't think that's hyperbole at all. I think he's to be able to go out Olympics after Olympics and achieve the standard he has, it's absolutely wonderful.
It's all about the glory today, but just watching the races this morning, it's a reminder of just how grueling a sport this is and the sort of training that a person needs to do to take part. Hello, Sean. Ah, unfortunately, we lost
Deborah
that
Hormans.
Ah, you're back. You're back. Sorry, Sean.
Me?
Yeah, please fire ahead there.
No problem, Rachel. Rowan Ireland are involved with the high performance element of it, but even on our own athletes, they could be training, coming up to national championships, training 13 times a week. It's a huge commitment on the part of young kids if they want to be as successful as Paul and Fintan.
Is it safe to assume, though, that you're likely to have even more kids coming forward now after all of the success this week? Because as Pascal was saying to us too, you know, Paul and Fintan aren't your only athletes in competition this week. Is it safe to assume you'll have even more kids coming forward wanting to get into a boat?
I think it is safe to assume. And I'm sure that's a great place to be, really. We're growing the club the whole time. We're building a new gym storage shed to the back of the club. So we're all the time trying to improve. And we draw from not just Skibbereen. We draw from as far as Clonakilty and Skull to the west and up as far as Dunmanway going north of the club. So, yeah, the more we can, more athletes we get, the better in some ways. So,
yeah, what has all of this success, what has it meant to Skibbereen over the past 8 years?
I think in some ways it's changed the story of Skibbereen. I mean, Skibbereen, West Cork, is famous obviously for food and for its landscape, and Skibbereen for dear old Skibbereen's story of the famine, where this is a really optimistic story. It's a story of elite athletes performing on the world stage, and it shows that a small town can perform on the world stage. So it's been a really positive influence on the town.
It's funny that you should say that, because talking to people in the hometowns of several medal winners this week, they all say the same thing, that it just goes to show that you don't have to be from a big city. You can be from anywhere. And if you put in the work, there's a chance you're going to make it.
I think that's true. And also what we have here is we've got the backing of the community. And, it makes a massive difference. Every time rowing is quite an expensive sport. The equipment is expensive. But every time we go out to fundraise, they back us to the hilt and allow us keep the sport accessible for all people. So definitely the community is fundamental to success in small towns.
Well, listen, Sean, many thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and continued success to you all. Sean Moran there of Skibbereen Rowing Club.